And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and good afternoon to everyone. And if we do forget to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And we hope that you will have the best holiday season ever. And in this hour, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to concentrate on the campaign of Ron Paul. Regardless if you agree with Ron Paul or not, you would have to admit that he is one hell of a guy. Somebody who very much stood in the face of a huge current or a tsunami and landed on top. Last week, $6 million were donated to his campaign. And I guarantee you, those did not come from the millionaires and the billionaires. I wonder if one of our listeners might find the average of each ticket or each donation. Do you have any idea, Mark, what the average was?
No, I don't.
Okay. This would be a good thing to if we can find the average on that, because I guarantee you it's probably a lot of people. Probably the $6 million probably came from a million people. And this is the people's power, and this is how United States, all United States elections should be run, not by corporate greed and not by foreign powers such as Israel and its AIPAC cronies influencing our elections for Congress and the United States president. So I really would love to hear from one of our listeners to see if we have an average or how many people actually donated the $6 million. Dollars. I would love it if it's 6 million people donated that, then we know for a fact he will be the president. Well, actually not, because you know presidents are not elected by the people in the United States. It is the Electoral College that finally decides on how and who is getting elected. Because I think throughout the history of the United States, Mark, I think it was twice that a president won the popular vote but lost in the Electoral College?
Right. Yes. One, the first time with Rutherford B. Hayes back in the 1800s, and then the other one with the first election of Bush, I believe.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it was Al Gore back then, wasn't it?
It was, the first election in 2000 with Bush and Al Gore, right?
Yeah, I think Al Gore got more votes, but that was not the Electoral College, though. It was the Supreme Court that actually made that decision. And I always say that George Bush got elected with the vote of one man, because the decision was 5-4 in the Supreme Court. But it is interesting that if Ron Paul somehow gets the most in the popular vote, but you see, the thing is, we would have a problem with having enough delegates into the convention. We'll catch this after the break, and we do welcome your phone calls and comments. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are discussing Ron Paul and his election. We're going to dedicate this second hour to Ron Paul and see what you think about Ron Paul. The number to call is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I got two pieces of information from two different sources. One that says the average ticket was $50 or the average donation, and the other one said the average donation was $200. I would probably lean to go towards the $200 because the $50, that means we had about 3 million people donating. Would that be? The math, I don't know. Someone do the math. But even if it's 200, that's a lot of people donating. That's a lot of people donating. And that is great because, you know, right now I'm looking at Ron Paul's website, and right now it is at 18,536,000 that has been in the fourth quarter, donation total in the fourth quarter. That is great, ladies and gentlemen, but that is far from the budget that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and any of the Republican candidates is working with. This man is truly the people's president. This man is a true American hero. And if this man is elected, this will be the George Washington of the Second American Revolution. I guarantee you this man will pull us out of the mess that we are in right now. And that is why he has been attacked from all sources. The people who are afraid of this man, they are afraid of his truth, they are attacking him big time. Mark.
Well, I tend to think they're not worried about him getting elected, Hisham. We know that the voting system in this country is totally rigged, totally controllable through computer manipulation and whatnot. Really, what it boils down to, it's like having a beauty contest, and you've got nine women up on the stage with, you know, they look like Golda Meir, all the beauty that she was able to summon up. And then you've got this beautiful woman who strolls up on the stage. So here you have 10 women. Nine of them are so ugly you'd rather put a collar on them and take them for a walk in the park. And then you have this beautiful woman up there. Well, what happens when one of these really ugly women wins the beauty contest over this really beautiful one? The people are going to understand that the judges are crooked and that the race was fixed. And this is really what they are worried about more than anything else, is that the American people figure out that they don't have a vote, at which point the chance is very good that the Americans will start, instead of going to the ballot box, they will instead go to the bullet box. And I think that this is really the reason why they are made nervous by Ron Paul and why there is this campaign now to sling as much mud as possible on this beautiful woman on the stage to try to make her as ugly as the other candidates that are on there presently.
But if you can convince enough people, that these judges are bad judges, these judges will be replaced. Now, let's talk about Ron Paul so people can understand what we're talking about here. Number one, there is a Republican convention coming up. Ron Paul is a Republican candidate. In order for him to get the nomination from the Republican Party, and he will become the only Republican president running, he would have enough delegates attending that convention on his behalf. And the question is, can the Ron Paul campaign, the most populous campaign probably in the history of the United States, can this campaign send enough people to the convention, enough delegates to the convention? That's the question that should be answered for us to be able to understand if he's going to get the nominations. Now, the second question would be, if he does not get the nominations, would he sit aside? Would he pull out, or would he continue being an independent candidate? What do you think of these scenarios? Would he be able to get enough delegates to the convention?
I think if he had longer to prepare, it's possible. You know, if the election were 3 years away, I think it's possible that he could. If he were out there the way, you know, with the momentum being built the way that it is. And of course, assuming that something doesn't go boom in the United States and it's blamed on a Muslim. I mean, that's the other thing that we have to keep in mind, is that the other side always has that ace up its sleeve, which is to have more airplanes fly into buildings, or to have more anthrax-laced letters arrive on Capitol Hill, or something to terrorize the public back into voting for whoever promises the most bang for the buck. So that's the thing. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Well, it does. But I have another piece of information that the average donation was $102, and that is from last Sunday's drive. This is the solid information that we are receiving, and that, I believe, came from Dawson dawsontimes.com. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, I don't really believe, you know, when we talk about the voting being rigged, I'm not totally convinced, even though we have seen what happened in Ohio. Yes, it could be, but I really think if people are out there watching and people putting people have to get more and more involved in this, especially in areas where only these voting machines are being used. So, yes, could it be rigged? Yes, I think we've seen that case in Ohio. That was the case. But I'll tell you what, let me get some of the callers on here. I see Ramsey from Canada. Come on up, Ramsey. Ramsey? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey, you're up.
Yes, I just want to make a comment. And something that I've experienced here in Canada is, see, in Canada, or especially in Ontario, the province where I live, we had the first-past-post system, like one, like winner-take-all type of system, and then the system in Ontario changed. Now it's a multi-party system, where it's like it's called proportional representation, and I think that issue is very important, and it should be brought up in the United States politics, because the two-party system only benefits people like the Jewish lobby and the big corporations. So the multi party system should be discussed.
Okay. Now, how do you think we would have that here in the United States? How would that work for us?
A bill would be made about that, and then and a referendum, just like what happened in Ontario. So, like you know what I'm saying? Because the two-party system only benefits the people on top. So,
oh, definitely, definitely. As a matter of fact, we don't really have – we have one party, in my calculations. We don't have two parties because it's two faces of the same coin. I'm all with you on that. This two-party system is not really a two-party system. It's actually a one-party system because the people who are in control are very much the same people, the same interests, the same money. Appreciate the call, Ramsey.
Yeah, thank you.
You have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Very good. Merry Christmas to all of you and Happy New Year.
You too.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. What do you say to that, Mark?
That's a good question. I think that doing something like that, practically speaking, is impossible. And the reason why is because the American people think, at this point, they think that the system works just fine. I mean, I've been involved in this for a long time. I used to go to the precinct meetings. I used to go to the straw polls.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the system works just fine? What are you talking about?
People
think. Okay. I didn't hear people. I heard you. I thought you said you believe the system works just fine.
Now, does that sound like something that I would say?
No. That's why I said, wait a minute. That's why I said, well, wait a minute. Are you saying? No. Well, you know what? Okay. Saved by the Music. We will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in, I don't want to say a heated discussion, but I think it will be getting to be a heated discussion after we get into what other people are saying about Ron Paul. Mark, if in the chat room, someone is bringing up the fact that Ron Paul is controlled by the Zionists. Now, he is saying that, number one, he does not tell about 9/11 was an Israeli Mossad job, which at this point I would refer to your explanations of why people don't say the whole truth, because if Ron Paul believes that Israel was involved and it was a Mossad job, I think it is his duty, once he becomes president, to bring the truth out to people. But the second thing he's mentioning is he co-authored the book, The Case for Gold, together with Lewis Lerman, PNAC Kingpin. Knowing this, he cannot – well, no. I'm sorry. The third one, that he rallies for going back to gold, that Ron Paul rallies for going back to gold standard. And he's saying, you know, who owns all the gold? Knowing this, he cannot endorse Ron Paul. He's a good guy, but Zionist controlled. How would you answer that?
Well, at the risk of sounding snot-nosed, this sounds suspiciously similar to the kind of garbage that we heard for the last year from a certain duo on the internet who were saying that I'm a Zionist, that you're a Zionist, that American Free Press is controlled by the Zionists, that you
I'm a fake Palestinian, you know, according
to
John Kaminsky, you know, I'm a Mossad agent, according to him.
Exactly.
Of course, I mean, he credits me with destroying him and setting him up. Why, I have no idea, but that's another story. But go ahead.
The fact of the matter is that if you look at the Jewish lobby, they have said repeatedly that they do not like Paul because of his voting stance when it comes to Israel. Now, the fact of the matter is if he did write this book on returning to the gold standard with somebody who is a heavy hitter with the Project for a New American Century, these guys, how many instances have we heard of congressmen signing bills that they haven't read, that they don't even know what's in it? Now, again, I'm not making excuses for Ron Paul. I'm simply setting up a scenario where it can be explained as to why he would put his name on a book with somebody from the Project for a New American Century. Now, it may very well be that it's one of these cases where Ron Paul allowed his name to be used on it because he agreed with the theme, but he didn't necessarily know who he was getting into bed with, so to speak.
Okay. By the way, let me just interject something here, Mark. A lot of people were involved in the Project for a New American Century. On the outside, the Project for a New American Century does not look too bad, by the way, from an American point of view and an American interest. And that's how the neocons, the Zionists, that's how they tailored this to fit. Now, remember, the PNAC is one of the documents that I always refer to as one of the documents that basically took us to war against Iraq, which the first one that came out in the 80s, which is Strategies for Israel in the 1980s, followed by the Defense Guidance in 1992, and the Clean Break, which we need to talk about the Clean Break next Saturday and actually tell people exactly what it was all about, what it meant for Israel. That did not work, so they packaged it more to fit the American psyche, as they have tailored the suit to fit the American body. So there was a lot of people who actually were for PNAC who are not for it right now. So I just wanted to interject that not everybody who actually wanted and thought at the time that the Project for a New American Century was a bad thing, a lot of people were duped. A lot of people did not know the hidden agenda behind it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's basically it. And so, Ron Paul is the only one out there, with the possible exception of Dennis Kucinich, he's the only one out there who is decidedly against the war and who's making any kind of peep that threatens to destroy what the Zionists want to do. So for these people, I mean, unfortunately, given the nature of the business that we're in, you know, we're all intelligence analysts and spies and whatnot, at least that's how we see ourselves. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in our movement who see conspiracies where there are none. And in this case of calling Ron Paul a Zionist agent, it's just the same kind of Eric Hufschmidt, Daryl Bradford Smith business that we were subjected to for almost a year, and it's just absolutely garbage.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. Some people did not did not probably like my me saying that, hey, not everybody was with PNAC was actually a bad guy. But I really think, wow, we have a lot of people waiting, and we're going to have to catch all these people when we come back. We'll be right back. Just hang in there. We're going to go to the phones when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it looks like we have stirred the pot big time, and we have a lot of people waiting. Now, before I bring anyone up, please keep in mind that we only have probably about 20-some minutes left, and I have a lot of people that I would like to bring up to speak. Keep it short and to the point. Let's bring George from Wisconsin. Go ahead, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, I got to talk about this Ron Paul guy. I love him. Been a fan of his for a long time. And what I'm doing in this area, I'm a distributor for the Nationalist Times, Idaho Observer, thousands of issues of American Free Press I've passed on. There's also a newspaper out of Florida called The Crusader, and they have 6 pages of Ron Paul stuff. Not complete pages, but a lot of stuff about him on there. And they're giving away these in bundles of 50 that you can buy them and only pay the shipping. So I've already gotten 1,000 of them, and from Florida to Wisconsin here, it was only $45 to get 500, which comes only 9 cents, and I've got people passing them out, and that's what we're doing to help Ron Paul with his mission.
Okay. George, do you have a website or something that people
well,
can...
Well, yes, the an 800 number for Crusader. It's 1-800... 593-6273, and they're very nice there. I've been distributing their stuff, each 2 month issues that come out there, and keep up the great work at Republic Broadcasting there. I love you guys, Got you on
Appreciate it all the time. Thank you, George. And that was a free plug for the Crusaders. Next time, send us the check. Okay. All right. Let's bring up Steve from California. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Hisham.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. Good to hear from you again.
Same here, both of you. Three points. Without a proper understanding of forensic engineering, there is no way to explain 9/11 to people. I'm a designer engineer. I understand it. Buildings don't fall down like that except from demolition charges. If it was fire and planes, they would have taken much longer. They would have come down in a toppling, torsional twist fashion that would have destroyed much more around them. Normal people don't know that. You can't explain it to them. Ron Paul is correct in avoiding that.
Yes, exactly.
Second point, Ron Paul and his supporters need to keep a high profile and not get tripped up over details like this, okay? We need to keep our eyes fixed on a high profile way of going to what we need to do, not just correcting all the past wrongs someday, but right now there are things in the future that need to be done. Number three, my prime example in this is John F. Kennedy, and I'm old enough to remember when where I was, what was going on when he was assassinated. Kennedy was an Arabist. That is to say, he and his cabinet both, and he chose them, of course, were supporters of the Arab cause in the Middle East. He still knew enough to have to say nice things to Ben-Gurion and the other Zionazis. Of course, he didn't use the word Zionazi. That's me. But nevertheless, he knew when to be polite. It didn't stop Ben-Gurion from having him assassinated. You know, and again, that's one of those things we don't need to go back and explain. You know, I'll do that on my websites, you know. But in terms of the campaign, you don't need to bring all of this up. The only reason I bring this up is if Kennedy had not had Johnson as a Judas to betray him, Ben-Gurion could never have had Kennedy killed. And the thing we have to do is fly the high profile for Ron Paul so that he's protected from that or any other criticism or what have you that could, you know, hurt his campaign. And this is the best way to you know, support him so that he really does stand a chance to be elected. And, Hisham, you're exactly right. It's about delegates. And I'll leave it there.
Thanks, Steve.
Very good.
Excellent point.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Steve. Okay, going to actually jump over someone there on the list and bring up Maggie from Texas. Go ahead, Maggie.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. I don't have anything controversial to say today, but I just looked up the case for gold, and that was published in 1982, long before PNAC even existed. So I think we can dispense with that idea. And the other thing...
Are you talking about the book?
The book, The Case for Gold.
Okay.
Published
okay.
long before PNAC came into
you
existence.
You see what I call half-truths. When people say half-truths, that's a good example of half-truths. So he wrote that book way before PNAC was even dreamed of.
Right, yeah. And the original...
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, I just looked that up online to be sure of it. The other point I just wanted to make today was that Ron Paul, not being a creation of the controlled media, can't easily be destroyed by the controlled media, which is a wonderful, heartening thing. And I keep thinking, and for examples, in 2003, Howard Dean was this wonder boy of the internet. And then suddenly he displeased someone. He gets captured in one moment looking stupid, and it's all over for him. And then I'm thinking of...
Well, they called him an anti-Semite, and that killed him. Howard Dean was accused of being an anti-Semitic.
I don't remember that being a big issue. His wife is Jewish. His wife is Jewish. And
Howard Dean was accused of being an anti-Semitic, and that's why Howard Dean did not even go any further than what he did.
Really?
Appreciate the call, Maggie.
Pardon?
I appreciate the call.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you. It's just I have a lot of people waiting. Okay, Michael Collins Piper is the guy that I jumped over, actually, to go to Maggie's call. Michael, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Hashem. Hi, Mark. It's interesting. Hey, Maggie actually stole my thunder, but that's something I wanted to emphasize. That when Ron Paul wrote with Lewis Lehrman that book, The Case for Gold, that was back in 1982. Lewis Lehrman, who does happen to be Jewish, was not at that time heavily identified with the Zionist cause per se. He was identified with being kind of a free market conservative. He was very, very popular among many conventional conservatives at the time. It was not like Ron Paul was allying himself with some sort of hardline Zionist. Maggie put it all very correctly there. As far as Ron Paul is concerned, you know, the guy is not perfect. No one is ever going to expect him to be perfect. I don't think he's a shill for anybody. I think Ron Paul, what you see is what you get with Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, he is a politician, you know, and that's what we have to recognize. But as far as this connection with Lewis Lehrman, you know, I'm suspicious of all politicians, but as Maggie herself said, and I'm just repeating myself, that goes back to 1982. That was a period so long before these hardline Zionists that we know as the neoconservatives and PNAC ever came around. So I don't think that's an issue for us to worry about regarding Ron Paul. That's all I have to say. I'm going to jump off.
Michael,
and let, yeah.
No. Don't jump off. Don't jump off. There was
all
a story
jumping
out there. See, I jumped over him, and now he wants to jump off. Now, there's a story out there, and
you need to cut to decaf, Hashem.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I stopped smoking. Did I tell you that?
Mm. Is that why you've been in the horrible mood that you've been in, yelling at me
dog? It's a great mood. It's a great mood. You know, but I do that, though. I quit smoking for about 5-6 years, and then I go back to it for about a year, and then I do that. I've been doing this for about 3 or 4 times now. But, Michael, I think there was a story out there about Michael Medved saying something about American Free Press and Ron Paul. Can you share some of that? I think Mark shared some of that with me personally. But what is going on in that story? Can you tell us anything?
Well, it's kind of funny because here the hardline Zionists are saying that Ron Paul contributes a regular column to American Free Press, which he calls the voice of the Nazi Party in America. Well, needless to say, the American Free Press is not the voice of the Nazi Party in America, number one. But number two, Ron Paul does not contribute the column to American Free Press. We pick it up off his website. It's a non-copyrighted column, which anybody can pick up and publish. It's on a government website, and we've been doing it. We also publish the works of a lot of people who have absolutely nothing to do with American Free Press and people who may not even agree with all of the policies or any of the policies of American Free Press. So they're now using this as kind of a wedge against Ron Paul to say that, well, he's allied with the Nazis, and even if he's not a Nazi himself, he should repudiate them. And yet, on the other hand here, we have people attacking Ron Paul and saying, well, he's allied with the Zionists because, what, practically 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I should say, more than 20 years ago, he co-wrote a book with somebody who happens today to be very much ensconced in Zionist causes. So, you know, it's there's just a lot of hot air going around. I saw somewhere just on the internet today that I'm supporting Ron Paul for president. Well, I have never announced my support for Ron Paul for president. I've talked extensively about it, but I mean, the person who was writing this was trying to demonstrate that an evil anti-Semitic hater of Israel, blah, 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 like Michael Collins Piper was supporting Ron Paul. Well, I have never announced my support for Ron Paul. In fact, if anything, I've actually criticized Ron Paul a number of times on my program. But that doesn't stop
people
from lying.
I know who you're supporting. I know who you're supporting, Mike.
Who do you think I am supporting?
You're supporting Rudy Giuliani, aren't you?
Not quite, but I might, you know, I tell you what, if Ron Paul doesn't get the Republican nomination, I'll tell you who I probably will support. That's former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia, who is running for the Green Party presidential nomination. Cynthia McKinney has raised questions about 9-1-1. Cynthia McKinney has publicly talked about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Cynthia McKinney has questioned all-out U.S. support for Israel. And I can't say that about any other member of Congress, past or present, with the exception of a handful who got drummed out of office, as Cynthia McKinney did. So if I end up supporting anybody this year, other than perhaps Ron Paul, if he gets the Republican nomination, it'll probably be Cynthia McKinney. And because she's a black woman, now I'm going to be attacked by people who don't like blacks and or women, or black women, of all things. So you can't win. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't, Hashem.
Appreciate it, Michael.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for the call. Okay, Michael Collins Piper, he always adds a special touch to the show. Now, who are you endorsing, Mark?
I am going to vote for Paul, and if he doesn't get the nomination, I may simply write his name in.
Okay. So, you're going to write his name in, even if
he is not? Yeah, I mean, if there's no chance of a good person being elected, and if I am forced to participate in the system, then I'm at least going to have some kind of justice in this, and I will simply write his name in there.
Okay. Now, let's talk about his – I mean, we have a few minutes. Let's talk about his that – would he make it to the convention or not? And if he does, now I've heard in that room whenever I can. Of course, you know, when it's during a live show, you really can't pay too much attention to what's going on in the room. But I have heard some people talking about that in some areas, the Republican Party, they're not even allowing those people who say they support Ron Paul in. And so there will be a problem for Ron Paul from within his own party. And as you know, that's how delegates, you know, delegates are not chosen by popular vote. Delegates are basically chosen when you have your own little elections in these little areas. You know, we're not going to go through the details of how each party is divided and how they elect those delegates to go to like the state conventions and to a national party convention. But if he does not make it or make enough delegates, then what would be his other choice? Is to go at it by himself, to go at it alone, or wait until the next election?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
My personal feeling is that my prediction is that if Paul does not get the nomination, that this is going to be the last time we're going to see him run for president, not the least of which is due to the fact that there probably won't be another election after this one, in my personal opinion, with the way things are going.
You're not one of those people that think that George Bush is going to just hand it over to Dick Cheney and cancel all the elections and
I'm saying with the kind of situations that we are seeing both on the home front and around the world, that we are facing some very serious problems coming up, and it may very well be that things become so unstable in this country that the last thing that anybody is going to be thinking about is having another election. I mean, let's face it, this happens. Countries rise and fall. you have, you know, just because it hasn't happened here in America doesn't mean that it can't. I mean, I don't know of any country yet that has not had some type of catastrophe befall it, whether it was war, whether it was an economic collapse, whether it was some type of political instability, whatever, where the normal course of events was bumped off schedule, sometimes indefinitely. I mean, that's how we got ourselves in this mess to begin with, is that we adopted this "it can't happen here" mentality.
But the way now, okay, now you mentioned other countries, and I can see that happening right now in Lebanon, where they're trying to actually elect a president. But you see, the problem there in Lebanon, for instance, and in other countries, these political parties normally have their own armed militias. And none of the political parties that we have actually have armed militias. But we'll catch this when we come back, because this is extremely important. Could the elections be completely wiped out? We'll answer that when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we only have a few minutes left in the program. This is the last segment of the program, and I wanted to take a moment to thank everyone who joined us in the chat room. It has been extremely, extremely busy with a lot of good ideas and also a lot of civilized discussions. I'll tell you what, sometimes every once in a while I see people jumping up and down, but today it has been very, very, I don't want to say calm. No, it was very busy with the Ron Paul information and stuff. And I also want to thank everyone who called us. You know, I think, Mark, this is what I like about the program that we're doing here on RBN is we're just two guys talking about things that people want to hear about. And I like the idea that we don't really have a prepared script or prepared items that we want to talk about. We normally, you know, we might have a couple of ideas. Like, for instance, today we wanted to talk about Scott Ritter in the first hour and Ron Paul in the second hour. But while we are talking about those, we very much went and visited many, many subjects and many segments out there of what people would like to hear. And actually, they're concerned with, just like me and you. What do you think?
Bill,
Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Delayed response there.
Well, this is how America was built, and this is what has always made America good, is that you had people who looked out for their own interests and the interests of their families and their communities, and they did what needed to be done in order to secure these interests. And so it's no different now. It is what is the good of America coming out, and let's hope that it just stays.
Well, I think the good of America is coming out. I am very encouraged by the number of people who donated to the Ron Paul campaign last Sunday. I'm looking at some figures of 58,407 individuals, and this is amazing to get 58,000 people to donate in one day. And as a matter of fact, the only one who, the closest one back in 2004, John Kerry, had collected 5.8 million, but no one touched the 6 million. Actually, it's a little over 6 million. So the $6 million man, it's not Steve Austin, it is Ron Paul. You know who Steve Austin, of course, huh? You used to watch this episode of the Bionic Man or something?
Yes, absolutely, religiously.
Yeah.
I like that good-looking girlfriend that he had.
Oh, I see. Now...
I wasn't as impressed with him as I was with the Bionic Woman.
Wait. How old were you? About 11 years old back then?
No, I was much younger than that.
Much younger than that?
And yeah, and that explains why I've got 8 kids.
And you liked his girlfriend?
Yeah, she was beautiful.
I think it's that Lebanese blood in you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it for us. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Actually, we'll probably see you before the New Year. Yeah, I think we have another show before. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Mark. We will see you next Saturday.